Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, increasing clouds, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We'll have rain showers with temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, 38. And Saturday, mostly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The state of Kansas reported 601 new COVID-19 cases in the period of Monday through Wednesday. The state also reported 14 new deaths and 39 additional hospitalizations in the same two-day time frame. According to the latest data yesterday from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, 35% of Kansans have at least received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. A former Wichita police officer and school employee was sentenced to 5 years in prison for molesting young boys for more than a decade. A judge ruled this week that 58-year-old Alex Robinson will begin serving his sentence after he's paroled in Colorado, where he was also convicted of sex crimes against a young boy. In Kansas, Robinson was accused of molesting four boys aged 11 to 14 in the Wichita area between 2000 and 2012. And Kansas forecasters say it's almost a given that we'll see precipitation Thursday night into Friday. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the Wichita Police Department arrested one of its deputies. The office says Deputy Tyler Brooks was booked into jail on Tuesday on allegations of aggravated domestic battery, criminal threat, and domestic violence. Brooks has been with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office for 8 years. After his arrest, he was suspended without pay, pending the outcome of the investigation. A news release from the Sheriff's Office says the deputies are not above the law, and the Sheriff's Office will always investigate any crime or complaint with due diligence. Kansas followed suit with the CDC suspending distribution of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines as federal health officials investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says that the predicted pause won't have a big impact on the state's overall vaccinations. He says less than 4% of the shots administered here in the Sunflower State have been from Johnson & Johnson. Rick Everett with your Kansas news here on the Mid-America Network.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Western Nebraska Community College is planning a memorial service for two international students who died at its aviation maintenance building. Western Nebraska Community College in Sydney says the services will be Saturday for 21-year-old Yeman An of Seoul, South Korea, and 24-year-old Zaxin Chen of China. They died April 1st while working on an airplane engine inside the facility. Both were sophomores in the school's aviation maintenance technician program. The school has not provided details about how the students died. A Nebraska prison official resigned in protest after the corrections department denied an inmate's request for an abortion. Aiden Thomas was the correction department's American with Disabilities Act coordinator. He resigned Monday. The Omaha World Herald reports he called the decision to deny the woman an abortion morally and legally wrong because she had a constitutional right to the procedure. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Plans were officially announced this week for the final phase of a stadium renovation at Marysville High School. The Homer Hansen Committee several years back had undertaken a restoration of the 1930s era complex with limestone retaining wall and seating updates. A master plan for adding artificial turf, realigning and replacing the track, adding an eighth lane for competition, and redeveloping a new press box with handicapped bathroom facilities and storage is to be completed in this final phase. The Bulldog Booster Club has coordinated a fundraising effort and secured a lead donor for the $2.75 million project, which will be funded through private contributions. Volunteers with the Stadium Committee had coordinated with Marysville USD 364 administration and board and contracted with Mammoth Sports Properties, a Kansas company, to design and manage the effort. A kickoff presentation was held in February with a follow-up this past week and a timeline presented. Longtime Marysville teacher, administrator, and coach Bert Lord looks ahead to the completion.
Once we would get this completed, we would have one of the probably the best facilities in the state of Kansas, I would believe. Basic use of this would be able to use by PE classes, the band, different as classroom, even classroom classes can go down there and use the field at the same time. I know myself as coaching softball, to be able to go down there on a muddy day to be able to hit some ground balls for both softball, baseball. I know different groups use it for Relay for Life and things like this. This will give them more access to use it in all kinds of weather.
Jeff Dankenbrink was among those who took the official proposal to the Marysville School Board meeting Wednesday evening.
I would say there's three phases to the project as we're moving forward today. The first phase, and I think I can announce our plans are moving forward. We have support. This is also 100% private funded versus the school and the school board voting to spend school money on this. It's 100% private funded. We've determined that cost to do this will reach upwards of $2.75 million. And with that, the phase one project is the field turf and the track. And the track turned out that it's a simple, like 3 degrees turn of the track will allow us to keep all the buildings and everything as it sets around the stadium, but we'll be able to add the eighth lane.
The group has begun efforts to contact business and community leaders for additional support, which will be supplemented by a public campaign targeted at the broader community of Bulldog supporters and alumni.
We've established an email account that is hhsc@bluevalley.net, Homer Hansen Stadium Committee at bluevalley.net. And as Jeff mentioned before, Julie Haggard does a great job of keeping the Homer Hansen Stadium Facebook page updated. So please, if you don't follow that page, click like on that. And it's always full of great information, and we'll have a lot about this project on that page.
Deb Bloomer, Jeff Dankenbring, and Bert Lord will further detail the project as guests on our public affairs program this week and next, airing Saturday mornings at 7:10 on KNDY. Their entire conversation is online as a podcast at our KNDY website and will be linked to the Homer Hansen Stadium Project site on Facebook with a video compliment. It's anticipated the construction, including in-kind labor contributions, can begin soon, with substantial completion by the end of this summer. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, April 16th. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application.
This is one day only. No boxes can be saved. The distribution at the Helvering Center on the south side of the building is Friday 9 to 11 a.m. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tenderloin sandwich, tater tots, California blend and pears, tomorrow's Swiss steak, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system forming across the central parts of the Midwest. That low will move across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some wintry weather across the central northern parts of the Rockies and rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest. We'll see increasing clouds as we head through the day with scattered rain showers as we head into tonight, through tomorrow and into tomorrow night before that system moves out as we head into the weekend and we'll see dry weather. Otherwise, temperatures will range in the 40s and 50s over the next several days. So across the area, increasing clouds, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will have rain showers likely with temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, upper 40s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, 38. And Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 41, and the low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:04. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50. Sunshine and 30 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You've waited for it. Now it's time. Your plans from the Good Shepherd Lutheran School have arrived. Come to school on South 17th Street on Friday, April 16th from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for your support of Christ-centered education in the community. See you Friday, the 16th from 7:30 to 6:30.
Almost perfect in Chicago, and Luca wins it. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After a career of twists and turns, the stars seemed to finally align for White Sox hurler Carlos Rodon last night.
Rodon has the signal. Another 3-2. Ground ball to third. Moncada up with it. Throw to first. It's a no-hitter.
The call on WMVP. Rodon was perfect until one out in the ninth when he plunked Indians catcher Roberto Perez on the foot on an 0-2 count, but retired the final two batters for his first ever no-hitter. The 28-year-old lefty threw 114 pitches, struck out 7 in the Sox 8-0 shutout, one he'll never forget.
I'm blessed to be able to still play this game. I mean, like you said, I was non-tendered. A lot of people were, you know, out on me, and I know this is just second start of the year, and hopefully there's more to come.
It's the 20th no-no in White Sox history. With the NBA regular season coming down the home stretch, it was only fitting for the ball to be in Luka Doncic's hands in clutch time against the Grizzlies. Got to get it in. Here's Luka. Gets it away. It's gone! A Doncic! on ESPN. Doncic finished with 29 points, including the game-winning three at the buzzer. The Mavericks edged the Grizzlies 114-113, extending their lead over Memphis to 2.5 games for seventh in the Western Conference. The 76ers took advantage of a shorthanded Nets team in the battle for the top seed in the East.
Jab step by Joel, up fake, dribble move, into the lane, bam, with a two-hand jam.
On WPEN, Joel Embiid's double-double, 39 points, 13 boards, paced the Sixers in a 123-117 win to seize first place in the East. Arizona has announced the hiring of Tommy Lloyd as new men's basketball coach. Lloyd spent the past 20 seasons as an assistant at Gonzaga. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 in excellent condition, a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA is ending the Farmers to Families Food Box program and moving to more effective ways of delivering fresh produce and dairy products. According to Ag Secretary Vilsack, May, the last month of the program, he said they're going to continue to provide healthy food, but going to do it through the most efficient system that we have, he said, including food banks and the new dairy donation program authorized by Congress. The Trump administration launched the program last year in the wake of the COVID-19 lockdown that shut down the hospitality and food service markets. About 157 million boxes have been delivered so far, with existing contracts ending at the month. Vilsack said there were some significant disparities in administrative costs. He said in some cases people were charged a tremendous amount just to fill the boxes. According to USDA, the average price of a box fluctuated from as low as $28 to as high as $105. The distribution costs and the content of the boxes varied from place to place. He said there was a lot of food waste and loss. That's what they uncovered, he said, during listening sessions held by USDA. And a ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel did not hint at how it will end up ruling in a case argued yesterday over California's Proposition 12 that would require pork products sold in the state to come from sows raised with a minimum amount of space footage. Timothy Bishop, representative of the National Pork Producers Council and American Farm Bureau Federation, said pig farmers throughout the country will have to bear the cost of altering their operations to comply with Prop 12. Those immense costs, he said, are going to be borne every single market hog. The law, the groups argue, violates the Commerce Clause by imposing costs on producers outside of the state of California. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was a strong day on Wednesday for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. They all did very, very well. Double-digit gains all the way across. There was a combination of things at work in the markets on Wednesday that created some positives for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Some dryness in parts of the world and changes in our weather patterns here, and just a number of things worked in our favor as far as the futures markets are concerned. May corn up 14 at 594. July was up 13 at 579.5. We saw nice gains in Kansas City wheat. May was up 18 and three quarters at 603.5. July was up 18 and three quarters at 611.5. In fact, we saw double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. So a very positive day in those regards. May soybeans up 20.5 at 14.10. July beans up 17.5 at 14.02.25. Double-digit gains in each of the back months. Soybean meal and soybean oil did very well also. May bean meal at 398.20, up 3.20. July was at 403. That's up $3. Some nice gains all the rest of the way down. May soybean oil up 121 at 54.24. July bean oil was up by 107 at 52.22. So a strong day in the soybean.
soy complex. Cotton did nicely. May cotton up 238, 84.20. July cotton was up 233 at 85.52. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat, and cotton all did very, very nicely as we finished up the day Wednesday. Not so for cattle. April live cattle down 30 at 122.10. June down 87 at 120.05. Feeder cattle struggled. April feeders down 130 at 141.15. May feeders down 190 at 144.42. The bright spot in the livestock complex was hogs. April hogs up 20 at 103.60. May up 165 at 106.57. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
The return of warm weather means it's time to finish planting. Whether repairing or rebuilding your equipment, Abilene Machine has a full line of planter and drill parts to help you get back in the field. They stock cedar blades, no-till blades, and a full line of seed boots, opener discs, tubes, and more for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. Visit AbileneMachine.com to view their part selection and order online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 1,300 head of cattle for the sale today. Start time at 10:30. Early consignment listings include 5 black and red fall calving cows, 4 to 8 years old, 21 black August calving cows, 4 to 8 years old, red Charlet, 25 black August calving cows, 4 to 6 years old, 5 Red Angus, August-September calving cows, 4 to 6 years old. 9 Herd Dispersal Black Spring calving cows, 3 to 7 years old. 2 Hereford Summer calving cows, running age. 3 Black Fall calving cows, 6 to 8 years old. 22 Herd Dispersal Black Cow-Calf pairs, 2-week-old calves, 3 to 7-year-old cows. Other consignments include 25 Black Steers and Heifers weighing 3.5 to 7. 15 red and Charlet steers and heifers weighing 375 to 6, 16 weighing in at 4 to 550. 42 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 22 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 30 weighing in at 4 to 6, 20 weighing in at 4 to 6, 25 weighing in at 4 to 6, 17 black and white faced steers and heifers 4 to 6 and a quarter, 160 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 650. 150 black steers and heifers, 4 to 650. 17 black steers and heifers, 4 to 7. 120 weighing in at 4 to 750. 75 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 7. 11 black steers, 5 to 6. 19 red Angus steers, 5 to 6. 15 black steers, 5 to 6. 22 black and red steers, 5 to 6. 72 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. Another lot of 55. 10 short-horn heifers weighing 5 to 7, 15 black crossbred steers and heifers 5 to 7, 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 38 weighing 5 to 750, 10 black steers and heifers 6 to 650, 50 black and baldy steers weigh 650 to 850, 45 black and red steers 7 to 7 and a quarter, 65 black heifers 7 to 8, 60 black steers weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 21 black steers weigh 900 to 950 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today. Sale Bar and Cafe is back open. Bite Me Barbecue serving burgers, barbecue, and more at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
They say the only two things certain in life are death and taxes. But even one of those becomes more uncertain this year. That on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 15th, the 105th day of the year. British actresses Emma Thompson and Emma Watson were both born on this day. In the vein of death and taxes, this was supposed to be the national headache known as Tax Day in the U.S., but that's been postponed to May 17th. Unless you're expecting a large return, you're probably not very excited about it. For those who do receive tax returns, 27% of Americans pay off debt while 24% put it into savings. 13% treat themselves to a personal purchase, and the rest pay for family necessities and big purchases such as car repairs. Only 7% of Americans say they actually enjoy filing their taxes. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 30 degrees, sunshine, highs forecast in the middle 50s again today. Chance of showers moving our way to the end of the work week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Salvador Perez homered and doubled to cap off an impressive series, leading Brad Keller and the Kansas City Royals over the Los Angeles Angels 6-1. A day after picking off David Fletcher at third base to end a 3-2 win, Perez drove in two runs. The All-Star catcher went 8-for-12 with four RBIs this week against L.A. Carlos Santana also homered as the Royals took 2-of-3 from the Angels. It was the Royals' second series win of the year. It took them 14 tries to do that during the pandemic-shortened season. The latest of the effects on the coronavirus outbreak on sports across the world, NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace is partnering with Novant Health to address the hesitancy to get vaccinated. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR, received his COVID vaccine on Tuesday at his race team's shop. He says it's important to learn about the vaccine and for him to do his part and help us all get back to normal. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY. He was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. He was a lion. We were a father's pride, but I was defiant. When he made me walk the line, he knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan, my old man. On his hands and dusty overall, my old man. Now I finally understand I have a lot to learn from my old man. Giant, Got a son of my own. He's always trying to go everywhere I go. Do the best I can to raise him up the right way. Hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man.